Tuesday is the Georgia Senate runoff. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker are making their final pitch to voters.
Right here on the ground ahead of this runoff, it is turning out to be looking like it's going to be a very, very tight race, just like the general. No clear favorites in the most recent polling here, as both campaigns are desperately trying to get out the vote. So Senator Warnock just wrapped up an event with the AFL-CIO, the Union Association, as he holds a narrow 4-point lead over Walker in a recent AARP Georgia survey. More than a million Georgians, David, have already voted early, and now it is all about turnout.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Meanwhile, Democrats are now pressuring the Biden administration to start fixing the current border crisis, as migrant crossing numbers don't show any sign of slowing down.
The flow of migrants here is uninterrupted. There is no control at the border. The people on the other side of the border are calling the shots. Yesterday afternoon, a group of some 250 showed up here in Eagle Pass, Texas. Lately, they've been from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. They showed up. They turned themselves over to border agents to be processed. In Terrell County, Texas, deputies say smugglers cloned a Customs and Border Protection truck in an attempt to pass unnoticed without being stopped. It didn't work.
Fox's Mike Tobin. And in their round of 16 matchup, the United States lose to the Netherlands 3-1 at the World Cup in Qatar.
Gets the cross in. Free header backside. Third goal for the Dutch.
John Strong with the call on Fox. Meanwhile, the Christmas tree at the Vatican is being unveiled at the annual lighting ceremony in St. Peter's Square. The tree is an almost 100-foot-tall white fir. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A strong earthquake has shaken parts of Indonesia's main island of Java, just 2 weeks after an equally powerful quake killed hundreds. The head of the National Rescue Agency says the quake on Saturday injured one resident and at least four houses and a school were damaged. A magnitude 5.6 earthquake on November 21st killed at least 331 people and injured nearly 600. Plus, Hawaii's residents are on alert as Mauna Loa's lava slowly inches closer to a major highway.
Rivers of molten lava flowing down Mauna Loa this morning. Now, the good news is that the lava has slowed somewhat ever since hitting some flatter terrain. It's now moving at about 150 feet or so per hour, so about half a football field's length per hour. Though, at last update from officials, it was less than 3 miles away from the major east-west highway that connects Hilo to Kona. Now, Mauna Loa began erupting on Sunday. It's the first time that it has erupted since 1984. Since then, lava has been spewing from fissures in the volcano. Scientists say they don't know how long this eruption will last.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. Meanwhile, the Prince and Princess of Wales hosted a gala in New England Friday night to hand out awards for projects to save the environment.
Prince William announced the winners of his environmental initiative called Earthshot during a star-studded gala in Boston.
Alongside tonight's winners and finalists, and those to be discovered over the years to come, it's my hope the Earthshot legacy will continue to grow, helping our communities and our planet to thrive.
The Earthshot Prize gives more than $1 million each to winners in five categories. Among this year's winners, childhood friends in Oman who figured out how to turn carbon dioxide into rock, thereby creating a low-cost, safe way to store carbon.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.